Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program, live and direct today from Mohall, North Dakota. I have to give our team a shout out here because we had Charlie Kirk in town last night. All hands on deck for Charlie Kirk. Okay? All hands on deck for Charlie Kirk. And they picked up our studio and got it to Mohall in time for me to get to Mohall this morning to be broadcasting from Mohall for the Big Cook Fest. Can you believe that?
I can.
I mean, like, if you're watching us on What's On Your Mind Facebook, if you're going to frankspeech.com or any of the social media, AM 1100 The Flag, and actually watching the show, you'd think I'm, like, in Fargo. You'd think I'm in the same studio, but I'm in Mohall.
That's incredible.
It is. And what's more amazing is, isn't it, guys?
It's great. Yeah, it's really unbelievable.
Wow. I mean, Dustin Moore has got himself a team.
That's incredible.
Hallstrom? And Dustin Moore, that pair, they just figure this stuff out. I just talk into a microphone. That's all I do.
I love the rock work behind you. They're really, I mean, exactly.
What I'm saying is,
it looks real.
Identical.
It's great.
Here's what's even more amazing. Charlie Kirk's going to be here at 10 o'clock, and they found a way to fly him in. Right? Because he originally was thinking he'd do the show in Fargo. Well, he's going west anyway.
Okay.
Right? He's going back to Arizona.
Yep.
And through the generosity of a wonderful donor that said, look, could I be on a plane and fly my plane, my jet, with Charlie Kirk back to Arizona? Oh, okay, sure, yeah. That's better than, the brain damage of Delta, right?
Nice, yeah.
And having to get to Minneapolis and get to Arizona, that whole deal, right?
So I hope you never have to board them again.
To what? Board them.
Delta. Aren't you the guy that said brain damage?
Well, I'm telling you, I'm so done with Delta, you can't even believe it. Man. I'm just done with them. It's unbelievable.
It's hard in Bismarck because you only have so many choices. But
if one more person tells me to wrap five masks around myself in a plane, I never am one of those angry people on a plane.
Box and put
I just do
it all in front of your mouth. And
I'm like, I'm eating. Well, sir, you have to put your mask up between bites. I'm like, I got walnuts here and cranberries. And
just
pieces
get a horse
of cheese
feed bag and use that.
I don't cram them into my face. I eat one at a time. I'm actively eating, but fine. I'll do it between every bite, and this will be ridiculous. And I'll get a rash on my, underneath my nose because I'm up, down, up, down, up, down. So anyway, that's the Delta thing. But how we got Charlie Kirk to Mohall, North Dakota, I have no idea. I have no idea. But it is going to be so fun today, and I want you to trust me on this one thing, okay? Just trust me on this one thing.
Only one?
If you had a plans to, you're going to go do this today or that today or whatever, and you say, you know what, I'm just going to call an audible. What does that mean, Kevin, Todd, to call an audible?
That means change the play at the last minute.
Okay. Todd, do you agree with that assessment?
Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
So you were going to do something, but the last minute you say, I'm going to do something different. Today would be the day to do that if you're anywhere within Mohall. Now, here's the timing. You've got a lot of time to figure this out. You don't need to be here till 2 o'clock. Okay? 2 o'clock today. And then if you can't make that, which I would try, Kathy Nesset is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to check in with Ron Ness. He is so busy getting everything just perfect in Mohall. You can't even believe it. So I got to track him down. We'll probably have him on the phone, but he'll join us before 10 o'clock. And Kathy's going to be here 9:30 to 10 to repeat. Just give you some snippets, some high-level notes of what she'll talk about from 2 until 4 today with other experts in the industry. Okay, these are subject matter experts. So if you want to know, for instance, okay, oil and gas development, what is it today? What is it going to be 1 year, 2 year, 20 years from now? These would be the five people you'd want in a room, okay?
Yeah.
And in 2 hours or less, you're going to get everything you need to know about that. And then they stay around at the Cook Fest from 4 until 7 where you eat free barbecue. What's the cost of the free barbecue, Todd? What does it cost?
Free usually means you don't have to pay anything.
Kevin, could they leave their wallet at home?
I would imagine.
Yeah.
Well, you should have your ID
for that.
Though, anyway.
Well, yeah, you need an ID.
Don't worry about paying. Anyway.
Not to vote, but to actually, if you get pulled over by a law enforcement officer, you'll get a citation.
You'll need to write a video, but not to vote. Okay,
right.
You get the priority.
You need it to. Anyway, that's a whole other show. You don't need. You really don't need your wallet. Lock it up in the car with your purse, whatever. Because I'm telling you, beef brisket that doesn't need barbecue sauce. It's that good.
Oh.
Sliders. Banana pudding. There was, a shrimp taco, I think, that Continental Resources had in Arnegard.
Oh, wow.
On Tuesday that won the award. They have these awards.
Yep.
And they hand out actual, you know, people do I don't know. It's a contest, basically.
Right, yeah.
So everybody's eating there. You know, you've been to a chili cook-off or something like that before.
Yep.
And so all of these people are competing. All of these cook teams are competing to be the people's choice. At the end of the night. And then they get awards and all that. It's so darn good. So that's from 4 until 7. Grab a pen and I'll tell you where this is all happening in just a couple of minutes. But just trust me on this one thing. Do like I've done today and just said, look, busy day yesterday with Charlie Kirk. And we had so much fun with Charlie. And he's got to get back to Arizona. But he said, I got to do my radio show before I leave. And I said, okay, well, here's the deal. You come on with me, 10 to 11, on What's on Your Mind. You do your national radio show from 11 to 1, and then you can get on your way to Arizona. Okay, great. Sounds good. I said, but it has to be in Mohall. And he said, how are we going to get to Mohall? I just said, trust me on this one thing. Trust me on this one thing. So he's trusting me, and, you know, we're going to get him some of the samples from the cookers, and we'll have some fun. So that's this afternoon. Come find me. Say hello. I'll be wearing, I think I should wear maybe like the orange K-Fire cap. Like the toque, Todd? The little,
there you go.
What do you call those?
Toque.
Stocking cap.
Knit cap.
Yeah. Looks like those guys from Canada.
Hat.
Hey, they called it a toque, didn't they?
Hey, nice lid. Nice lid there, eh?
Yeah. So I either have the orange, it's just going to be a little warm because those are like hunting caps.
Yeah.
Stocking caps.
But it's a way to find you in the crowd, though, the orange.
See, that's the thing. That's the thing. So I'll plan on either orange or an AM 1100, the flag cap, and those are gray, and just they'll kind of blend in more. So I'm going to try for the K-Fire orange
hair.
Cap.
You'll look like my hair.
I'll promise you this will have some orange somewhere in my body somehow, even if I have to just kind of hold the orange cap and then the flag one on. Please come up, say hello, say, hey, you know, I had a plan to do this today, but I'm going to do that today, okay? Please do that. And if you were in Arnegard with us, taking that all in, and want to call the show today and talk about just how great the barbecue was so I don't have to be the only one here on the radio telling you how good it is, that's okay, too. All right? That'd be okay, too. I promised to tell you where this is all happening, so are you ready? Mohall. That's really all any North Dakotan would need. Now, if you're from South Dakota, Montana, Canada, good luck getting in here, Canada. We'll see you in a year.
Oh.
And, I don't know, Minnesota, if you're from somewhere else, you go, Mohall, where the heck is Mohall? First of all, do I really need to tell you in today's age where to find someplace? Get your phone out, type in Mohall, and push go, okay? And it'll get
but
you there
I have
to Mohall.
A flip phone, and I can't, you know. Somebody that's got a flip phone.
I'll narrow it down for you. Western North Dakota. How can you miss this set, right? How can you miss the... It looks like we're doing a Fox News show from out here, doesn't it, Todd?
It does.
I mean the lights and the backdrop.
They might steal you away if you keep it up.
I know, and this little park is great. But we're going to be
they
at the...
They would not have the broadcast clock in the shot there, but, you know, that's...
Exactly. I'll tell you this much. I can only tell you this much. We're somewhere on the Renville County Fairgrounds. It looks more like a park because there's a green, but I... there's something else you can search. Renville County Fairgrounds. And 4 o'clock... At the Renville County Fairgrounds, 4 o'clock is when free food and a lot of food. Well, what do you mean by a lot of food, Scott? Let me just go through. I can't tally all this up. If Todd or Kevin want to run a calculator, go ahead. You want to do that, guys?
Go ahead.
As I talk?
Sure.
100
go
pounds of brisket, 60 pounds pulled pork, 20 racks of ribs, 150 pounds of burnt ends, 160 pounds of prime rib, 200 pulled pork sliders, beans, chips, 100 burgers, barbecue, 50 pounds pulled pork, delicious coleslaw. I can't even begin to tell you how good that was. Who was that from? Oasis, I want to say? Maybe Crestwood? So you're seeing the burgers on the grill, guys. Okay, the burgers are on the grill. They look like your best burger ever on the grill. You just crushed it. Okay.
I'm pretty good at fast math, by the way. I think you're over 800 pounds.
And I'm not done yet.
Protein.
I'm not done yet.
Gain then, doesn't it?
So I see this burger, and I'm waiting for him to slap it on a bun. I see a little coleslaw over there, something, and that's great, too.
Mm.
And the burger comes off, and they put it on the bun, and they go, wait. And they then go take an enormous amount of pulled pork and put it on top of the burger, and then they put the coleslaw on top of that.
Yes.
Envision that.
Yes, pick me.
Yes. 400 to 500 fracking sliders plus Philly cheese. You have to add and do the math on your own there. So what are we up to? What's our tally?
Oh yeah, you're 1,000 pounds.
Okay, that right now is what's being prepared right here in Mohall, North Dakota. I can smell it. Not Canadian fires, not Idaho fires. I can smell it. I'm not kidding you. So, 4 until 7, all that's free, plus a whole lot more. Really free, fun stuff. The kids will love it. Games for the kids, live music, the whole deal. Will be at the Renville County Fairgrounds. The information center is at the community center. The community center in Mohall, 2 to 4 for the education session. The food, 4 to 7, Renville County Fairgrounds. Folks, do not miss this. That's all I'm going to tell you. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Let's get to some calls here, folks.
Hi, this is Shane Tibiotowski from People's Home Equity Mortgage. Are you in the military or a veteran, a healthcare worker, first responder, police officer, firefighter, EMS, or an educator? If you are, I have great news for you. We are a Homes for Heroes lender that has amazing benefits for you. Please call me, Shane Tibiotowski, at 701-390-1674, NMLS 194-550.
It's time to relax with a jug of North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. At the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy sip and drink and rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store and go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota Sweet Crude. Old Man Widener passed his recipe on for generations, and they want to share it with you. North Dakota Sweet Crude, a great way to finish your day.
Luke's back from Red Drilling. Find him at reddrilling.com. Luke, what are you up to today?
Hey, Scott. It's kind of running all over the place. I got some stuff going on in Medina, New John's Lake. We just did a bit up there today, so things are picking up. Schedule's filling in, so if you guys need any projects done, water line, electrical, you know, anything you need bored or dug in, give us a call. We'll get you on the calendar today.
Trenchless. If folks are wondering, gosh, I might need this, you inspect the damaged pipe for free, right?
Yeah, we'd come out there and figure out a solution for you. And it's painless for the customer. People think, oh, it's going to cost an arm and a leg. And it really doesn't in the long run. It's fairly cheap to get done.
If you're worried about pipes bursting, if you're worried about pipe lining, the inspection is sewer and water lines. And, of course, as we said, trenchless, it's the way to go. RedDrilling.com, two D's in that, RedDrilling.com. Call Luke at 701-934-1134 right now. 934-1134 and get yourself on the schedule from reddrilling.com. Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, Scott.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
I have a first text from a listener for the show today. You can text me at 701-367-2054. Kevin, I'm very disappointed in this listener.
What happened?
Can't make it to Mohall.
Oh.
You made my mouth water, but I can't. Can you tell me what the specials are at PetroServe USA? I can make it there.
There we can go.
All right. I'm disappointed, but I totally understand. Now, here's the deal. You're supposed to have lunch at a PetroServe USA on your way to Mohawk, where supper is served starting at 4 o'clock. But PetroServe USA today is serving up some pulled pork themselves. And by the way, if you go to Valley City, exit 292 off I-94, I'll tell you a little secret. I call ahead about 10 minutes, ask for the deli, and say, I think I'll go pepper jack cheese today with raw onions. Or, you know what, I'm up for a cheddar burger. And see, they use this Valley Meats, the famous Valley City Valley yep. Meats. Their burgers are unbelievable. And, I mean, they got a guy back there, fry cook, yep. Boom, boom, got her done. But they custom design. Okay, I'll take some crispy fries. I'll take some onion rings. The food there is phenomenal. So I tell you about the specials every day, but they have a lot of options for food. Pulled pork, French dip sandwich in Valley City today, meatloaf dinner in Harwood today off I-29, the other I-29 exits, 12th Avenue, Alfredo Ravioli, or West Main Avenue, West Fargo, which you can get to from either I-94. It's actually closer from I-94, but I-29, just the last furthest west on Main Avenue. PetroServe USA pulled pork sandwiches today. And Salisbury Steak on MP Avenue, downtown Glendon. You ready? Lasagna or chicken cordon bleu?
Ooh.
Yep. And Yulin has great specials, too. PetroServe USA. So you can be forgiven. What?
Sorry, I'm going to close the window here. Open.
They're mowing.
Mowing,
Kev, are you able to ask the guy if he could just move a little bit?
Hey!
Just because we got to do the show. It's fine. They can mow. I can't have that much noise in the mower on the fairgrounds here.
Close the window. Be right back.
As I mentioned, they've got nice fairgrounds here, Randall County Fairgrounds. They really do. And they're getting it all in shape for the thing this afternoon. But we got a live radio show. It's fine. I don't mind him mowing at all. I just don't, if he could just move away till we get done with the show, it'd be great.
Yep.
Just keep him going.
Good.
All right.
Tend to close the.
My poor guy has no idea. We're sitting at a picnic table here, and he just thinks we're having a bite to eat. So not a big deal. Kevin, did you just get a sample of some of the? What did they bring over for you?
Yes, I did. You asked me right when I took a bite too.
Is that brisket or what are you
eating? Yes, it is.
No way.
It's so good.
Oh, my gosh. Charlie Kirk is going to be here next hour, folks. Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA. Now, I dare say that a significant portion of this audience knows who Charlie Kirk is and has followed what he has done for the conservative movement from the teens and the 20s. I mean, this guy leads an army of people on college campuses, high school campuses, millions watch his podcast, and he is on radios now, fast becoming someone that is mentioned in the same name as Rush Limbaugh. But long before he did a radio show, which really has only been the last year and a half, he has led this Turning Point USA effort. And I think the most impressive thing he's done is speak about conservatism, about what we believe as conservatives in a way not unlike Rush Limbaugh. And whether he's on a radio station you listen to or not, guess what, Todd? Two of the four that are on this program, he is, and two of the four he's not. There's all kinds of ways. If you go to iHeartMedia's podcast, you can hear Charlie Kirk every day. You can subscribe to that, as an example. And listen to Charlie's show. Todd will tell you how to do that. Subscribe to us. Just go to your podcast, book Charlie Kirk Show, and you will get in your feed every day. I did it, and I'm a Neanderthal when it comes to this stuff. An absolute Neanderthal.
One thing I would say, too, is if you're not a subscriber to Turning Point USA's YouTube channel, they've got a little over 400,000 subscribers, but there's over 1,600 videos that Charlie's done on there, and they are all must-see. All of them.
His videos are hilarious.
Yeah. And they're.
You tell me the ones where he's like walking and talking?
Oh, all different kinds of stuff. Yeah. I mean, he brings up different, you know, some of them have 7,000 views, some of them have 7 million views. It's really unbelievable the amount of content he's got on his YouTube channel.
And the podcast is so good, you can't even believe it.
Yep.
And again, just go to iHeartMedia, Charlie Kirk Show. Anywhere you search Charlie Kirk Show, you're going to get a podcast feed that you can subscribe to and get the show.
About a week ago, he put a video up. It's Lori Lightfoot is unhinged. Watch her lose it. It's already got over 8,000 views in a week. It's worth seeing. But they're following what's going on in Chicago.
I think, I forget the number, but whatever the number is, of all the podcast regular subscribers,
yep,
he's in the top three in the whole country.
Yep.
It's phenomenal.
Absolutely.
Millions of people subscribe to it.
Yep.
And, of course, you listen to it on your own schedule or you listen to him on a radio station he has. And some stations are going to, I mean, he's on in Los Angeles as an example, okay? He's on in Los Angeles from 10 until midnight. L.A. time. So what is that, 8 to 10 our time, right? Mm-hmm. And his ratings at that hour of the night are Rush Limbaugh-like. Phenomenal. Now, that's not a big time for radio listening. You know, a dedicated audience
right.
is there. They're always there.
Yeah.
But, you know, the money time for radio listening is like when Steve Hallstrom, Kevin Flynn, and Alex Taylor are on The Flag, or Phil Parker and Jesse are on K-Fire, as an example. Jim Prather on KTGO. Okay, that's your money time, morning drive. Then you get into the Rush Limbaugh slot, which would be the second. We're in the second most listened to category, and then Rush is in, you know, the third, those slots. So you go through the day, you lose radio audience, okay? You start with a big number, and it just kind of it drops down. So he's at that literally the end, if you will, of that spectrum on the radio in L.A., and he has Rush Limbaugh-like numbers. In California.
I was going to say, what does that say about, yeah.
In woke Los Angeles.
Yep.
So if you do not know about Charlie Kirk, subscribe to the podcast. However you get your podcast, just Charlie Kirk Show, subscribe to it. And I did this thing with the Pucklich truck that I have. It's just a Chevy Silverado, just a pickup. But if you have CarPlay, have you heard of CarPlay?
Yep.
And the Chevy truck is so good at this. So this is my trail boss from Pucklich, the one we're taking to farms and ranches.
Okay. That
literally, if you send me a text and say, you're invited, I bring you food. It's that simple. Okay?
It can't be a bad thing.
I go load up at Petrol Serve USA. I come to your farm or your ranch, and I feed everybody. Harvest time, whenever. All right? And we're going to start this for harvest this year, but we're going to take it for a test drive before July is done. We're assembling a list of people who say, hey, Scott, come on. And I show up with a Pucklich Trail Boss. You can take it for a test drive, and you'll find out why I love it. It's a 2020, but you should order a 2021 today. And if they say we can't have it for 6 months, 8 months, a year, it doesn't matter.
Then you're ahead of it.
Yeah. Just whenever they say they can get it to you, go to Pucklich. They'll get you one, get a 2021. I plug my phone in, and I have options. Podcast, radio, right? All of that. And I push one of those. When I push podcast every day, Charlie Kirk's there. And then you'll understand the power of Charlie Kirk. He'll be here next hour, okay? Next hour for the full hour to take your calls. I want as many calls as people. If you were there last night, as many calls as we'll have time for, we're going to go one call to the next for Charlie Kirk next hour and explore what he's done. Kathy Nesset, when we come back, we're in Mohall today.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4 B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Arizona Senate's audit of the 2020 election has resulted in a different ballot count than that given by Maricopa County officials. That's according to Chamber's President Karen Fan. Fan added that she was not told the size of the ballot count difference. Approximately 2.1 million ballots are being recounted. Election officials, however, insist there has been no evidence of widespread fraud. The NAACP plans to pay bail for a group of Texas Democrats who fled the state to block voting integrity laws legislation. Governor Greg Abbott threatened they would be arrested upon their return. NAACP President and CEO Derek Johnson said, "War has been declared on democracy, and we will support anyone who stands up to defend it. We are fully invested in good trouble," end quote. U.S. lawmakers are calling on Canada to open the border immediately to fully vaccinated travelers, but Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he will proceed with caution. More than 50% of eligible Canadians have been fully vaccinated. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Biology. Don't know much about a science book.
Which member? This group is from Mohall. I forget. The guitarist?
I'm not sure.
Percussionist?
Have to check.
Okay. We have Mohall barbecue themes today for the Indy Cookfest. And Kevin is he's just the master on music. There's always a connection to what we're doing.
What a wonderful world this would be if this kind of food was available daily.
Thank you. Oh, wow. That worked very well. Right, I like
you.
That.
I'll be here all week.
So do you know that America's military is under attack right now?
Yes.
You know that?
Yes.
Who are they under attack from?
Well, I would guess the
woke anti-Christian left,
I would
maybe?
Guess they're over there to the left of us, way over there.
Have you heard some of the top generals saying what Joe Biden wants them to say?
I can't. My head will explode if I go any further.
There's actually generals that say climate action is the greatest threat. Climate change is the greatest threat to the U.S. military.
Yeah.
Okay, now look, well, you can believe what you want to believe about climate action and change, and we need to take all of the conversation about that seriously, but a threat to our military? This is how they talk. Grant Stinchfield, 7 p.m. Central on Newsmax, has a series going this week that will blow your mind. You will understand what I'm talking about, the real dangers, if you watch this show. Stinchfield and Newsmax, telling you the truth about the far left's real agenda and Joe Biden's policies. Millions of Americans tune in and watch this guy every night on Newsmax. Again, 7 Central, 6 Mountain. And you can find Newsmax on all major cable systems. All of them. One might be missing. What's the one that's missing again? I forget. That won't carry Newsmax? The one that carries like 11 liberal news channels?
Oh, Midco.
Oh, yeah, is it? Yes, okay. Midco. So,
Sling TV doesn't have them either. We pay for Sling service. I actually sent an email.
Look, whoever you have that doesn't have Newsmax, let them know. But there's a lot of people within the sound of my voice that have the Midco. You're not happy? You can switch. If you get a marketing offer from them, say, hey, look, I want Newsmax. While you're waiting for them to get it, you can download the free Newsmax app on your phone and start watching now.
That's what I did.
So all of us are in Mohall, North Dakota, with the exception of Kathy Nesbitt, and she can be forgiven because she's in Tioga, the oil capital of North Dakota. Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I am fine. Thank you.
So Kathy talked for probably about a half hour in that 2-4 information session in Arnagard, and I was sitting next to Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. There's not much you can tell Ron Ness about the oil and gas industry, and he turned to me and he said, "This is incredible. This is incredible. The information Kathy is giving is so important right now. People need to hear this." And the good news, if you were not in Arnagard for the info session there, she's doing the same thing in Mohall today. Community Center 2 until 4, along with others, subject matter experts in all of this. for the Bakken Rocks, North Dakota Petroleum Council Cookfest, the last event today, and then we'll do it again next year. Kathy, what do you think, if you could pick one theme that you want people to understand about the presentation you made the other night and understand about where this industry is going, what would it be?
Quite simple, the future. That is really what, you know, I'm going to share the same thing I did at Arnegard. Arnegard was a great time. Love Cookfest. I know you do too, Scott. But, you know, I just walked us through, we're all about oil and gas. And we're all about drilling, production, geology. And the next thing to add to that story is the future and what takes us to the next level as an industry. And that is what I'll be sharing again this afternoon.
Hydrogen has not been a term we've heard a lot about in North Dakota. We think of, you know, oil and gas production, but you explain hydrogen in a way I've never heard it explained before, in the way of its possibilities for power. Talk a little bit about your presentation related to hydrogen.
You know, that is exactly, thanks, Scott, where I'm going to go with this is, once again, and I said, you know, Ron and I started with Lynn Helms doing multiple road shows, townhouses, sharing the information about fracking when that was new on the horizon. And the whole thing was get the facts out there, make sure everybody is educated. We have such a savvy population here in North Dakota, very smart and engaged. Let's learn the facts about hydrogen. And that's what I want to share, is that hydrogen, how does hydrogen fit into this whole oil and gas mix? And it's a beautiful complementary next step future way for our industry, is to take the CO2 out from the natural gas. It's being done today. Take the hydrogen, you take the natural gas plus steam. Steam is just H2O, water. So you have your CH4, you have your H2O, and together you combine them and you create a hydrogen output and a CO2 output. You sequester, or, you know, capture and store underground the carbon, use that at a later date, and use the hydrogen to fuel America. We have now made the oil and gas industry on the path to the future of this world and taking care of our ESG and environmental concerns.
And the power of what Kathy just described cannot be overstated here as to the future, because we know this much. There's a giant target on the back of oil. There's a giant target on the back of coal. And what you just described, if it's done right, will remove all of the arguments against those two because of how we use hydrogen. See if you agree with me on this as an example, Kathy. So we've just had a long debate about closing one of the most efficient coal plants in the country. Okay? So affordable, reliable energy is what they do. Every day they get up and provide affordable, reliable energy. Okay? It's cleaner every year. They spend billions on technology. They get better every year at this. Okay? If this is done right in the transformation from Coal Creek Station being owned by a Minnesota co-op to provide power and doing it very well, affordably, reliably, nothing was wrong with the plant. It's like you designed the best plant ever. It's fantastic. It's working great. It's putting out affordable, reliable energy. What's not to love about that? Well, guess what? A Minnesota co-op owned it and said, we'll give it away. We'll literally give it away. What? You're going to give away that kind of an asset? Why? Because politically, it's not worth it for them to have the affordable, reliable energy. But if we do what you're talking about right, they'll need more coal, because they will have always on, that plant will run 24/7 forever, because you're going to take gas and turn it into hydrocarbons, and they're going to take part of gas and actually ultimately use more coal. Am I right?
You're exactly right, Scott. And you can take that coal, which is called, well, if you take it and create hydrogen from coal, that is referred to, I'm going to talk about the spectrum of hydrogen. Coal, from coal, it's referred to as brown. If you take care of the CO2 byproduct and do what we're going to do in parallel to natural gas, so the oil and gas industry will create hydrogen from natural gas. Coal industry can create hydrogen from coal. But if we go ahead, depending on the process, and the main thing is to capture that CO2 byproduct, The hydrogen goes to power. The CO2 gets sequestered in our salt caverns that we will develop. And now this is a acceptable, friendly, environmentally friendly, and responsible way to bring our coal and natural gas to the forefront of the energy for the nation, for America.
So help me understand these salt caverns, because they're very central to this and they're unique to North Dakota, these salt deposits, right? You know where they are, because Kathy, for folks that don't know, is a geologist. She came to North Dakota, met a wonderful guy who said, I'm from North Dakota. What? And comes out, and her late husband got her to North Dakota, and they toiled literally through the 80s, through everything. And NESID has remained all those years here. You know where every inch of that Bakken is. So we have salt, and that's unique to North Dakota, correct?
That's exactly right. We know where the salt is. And I want to stress right now, Scott, that the salt cavern development is one part of this entire process. And it's a critical part, because we must have a safe, effective, reliable way to deal with the CO2. And that is, once it's captured from the processes of building the hydrogen, we have to take the carbon and we store that underground in these salt caverns. The salt beds, once again, you've heard me talk about the geology of North Dakota. It is so, so special. We have such a beautiful geology. We know that we have these salt beds, the Dunham, the Pine, and the Okeechee are the three that are shallow enough that they can be, we already have them all mapped. They can be built and the salt mined out, solution mining, take that salt out and engineer caverns underground that we will then inject the CO2 into and safely store that until the time comes that we need that CO2 for further use in our, and we have further uses for that CO2, but this will be a way to capture it. Carbon capture underground storage. CCUS.
And that's basically taking all the stuff that they, meaning the extreme environmental left, hate about fossil fuel development and finding a solution for it. So what I love about this, honestly, is you smoke out those that really don't want a solution, that just want fossil fuels to go away, the sort of keep it in the ground crowd, versus those that just want a solution for the bad stuff. And you found a solution for the bad stuff. The Energy and Environmental Research Center, probably no other institution on the planet Earth knows this better than they do. All of this has been studies. By the way, the ethanol industry is doing this right now. They're actually, on the cutting. We do this in North Dakota. Richardson, other places have them under development. It's happening already, right? So we're probably not Alexander Graham Bell yet, but we probably are to the first bag cell phone. We just got to get to the iPhone. Would that be a good analogy on the salt caverns?
That's an excellent analogy. And keep in mind, Scott, right now today, hydrogen is used. We've known hydrogen as a great process, a great fuel for transportation, for many different things in this world. But we haven't been able to make it cost effective. Right now, 95% of the hydrogen in the world comes from natural gas. Natural gas plus steam gives you hydrogen plus carbon. So you take the carbon, you sequester it underground. We are going to continue to make this oil and gas industry more valuable by taking it to the next level with hydrogen production.
When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the critics of the fossil fuel industry, because the biggest threat to the oil industry in North Dakota is the fact that if you polled all the 20 and 30-somethings, Kelly Armstrong makes a very good case about this, conservative, God-fearing, freedom-loving people just like us that are 30 and under, even conservatives say they vote top three issue, climate action. Okay? Now, it blows my mind because the basic, but I have gray hair. So it doesn't really matter what I think. It's what they think. So a lot of them have been co-opted, to be kind, by a very woke movement that threatens everything we do in North Dakota, and yet we have the solution in North Dakota. So let's talk about the critics of this industry when we come back with Kathy Nesser. Don't go away.
Right here, right now, is where life happens, where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, We're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The signature sale is going on now at Interoffice Furniture in Fargo. And that means you save 40% on special order Stickley and Charleston Forge furniture. You'll also save 30% on all in-stock residential accessories, rugs, and artwork. We are talking big savings on top quality furniture and accessories. So don't wait. Get into Interoffice for 40% savings on special order Stickley and Charleston Forge furniture. But only through March 20th and only at Interoffice Furniture on 1st Avenue North, Fargo.
Bob Worrell. Bob is the president of Lincoln State Bank at Hankinson, North Dakota. Tell me what kind of impact you see Hankinson Renewable playing.
It's been a blessing to our community from a lot of standpoints. As an employer, I believe when the plant opened, they had about 40 to 42 jobs that were created. Today, I think that's closer to about 55 jobs. So we have had employees that are driving from out of town, and one of them in particular just built a new home and has just moved in our new residential development. And that was a young couple that he was commuting here to work and decided to buy a lot, construct a new home, and now his family, his kids will go to school here. And so there's those kind of success stories as a result of that plant being here.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by Jim the Flagpole Guy, ndflagpoleguy.com. Is there a flagpole within the site of where you live? If not, get to it, folks. Call the best of the best, ndflagpoleguy.com. Now, I'm going to share a story. I don't know if I'm authorized to tell this story, but Jim has worked like you can't believe, like literally 26 days straight, about 20 hours a day to fulfill all of the orders. Because you got COVID, you know, right at the money time of the season, right?
Yep.
So he goes 26 days straight. I invited him to come meet Charlie Kirk and come to the event. I figure, hey, maybe Charlie would start talking about those flagpoles, and now he could, you know, go national, right? And he said, I got a high school buddy. We're going on a motorcycle trip. And I'm doing a vacation. I said, do a vacation. You can meet Charlie another time, no problem, okay? So he is on a little vacation on a motorcycle. So he sends me 3 pictures this morning, and all he said was, well, you know. It's a motorcycle badly damaged in a ditch. It's a dead deer, and it's him with stitches.
Oh, no.
He got two giant slashes. He went through a barbed wire fence on a motorcycle after hitting a deer. And he's alive to talk about it.
That is my next thought.
NDFlagpoleGuy.com, because this Patriot doesn't stop. So we're going to let him mend up.
Get well, buddy.
And he's all like beating himself up over it. I'm like, Jim, you're lucky to be alive.
Yeah.
This is a miracle that you're alive.
Having been in a couple of motorcycle close calls, yeah.
Well, that's not the kind of thing you walk away from. That's the kind of thing you read in a news story that they didn't
look at the pictures, guys. Look at the pictures, and we'll get the pictures up on my social media and Todd's and everybody else's. And if you pray for NDFlagpoleGuy.com, it's businesses like his and my buddy CJ and the team at DAC Diesel to keep us going. You need something fixed that's diesel, you call CJ. His business, when he first called two people, him and another guy, anything diesel, they could fix it. Now I forget how many mechanics they have. They're busier than they know what to do with because people say DACDiesel.com. If I'm in Bismarck, that's where I'm going to get my diesel fixed. Tractor, truck, pickup. Guy does house calls. Who does that? Incredible. All right, back with Kathy Nesset. We're in Mulhall today. We're on the Renville County Fairgrounds. That's all I can tell you. Somewhere in the Renville County Fairgrounds. We had to shoo the mower away a little earlier. I don't know if he's going to come back. I see him over there.
He's still out here.
Can you wave him off, though? Because I'm not going to be able to hear Kathy if that mower comes by.
That's only when I turn my
Just wave at him. Kathy's in Tioga. We're back. Nesset Consulting Services is now named Nesset because they do so much more. Kathy is one of the, I call her the godmother of the Bakken. I know she does. She shies at that. But she is this motherly type, wicked smart geologist, incredible. We have 3 minutes left, and I want to spend 3 minutes. By the way, Kathy and a whole team of experts from 2 until 4 today, Community Center in Mulhall, be there. Be there. If Charlie Kirk can be there, you can be there, okay? Take this in. 4 until 7, the barbecue, like you can't believe. Renville County Fairgrounds, Mulhall today. Kathy, let's talk about the critics of the oil and gas development, okay? The critics. You have some advice for them. What would the advice be for the people that want to keep it in the ground?
Well, stop using it. If you don't like oil and gas and you don't like this industry, you want to keep it in the ground, that is fine. Stop using it. And I mean stop using everything. That means the products, the fuels, the textiles, the medicines, the plastics. I don't care where you are in your life. Stop using it. That's fine with me. There's plenty of us that do enjoy our wonderful way of life. I like a warm shower. I think everybody else likes to as well. We like our lifestyle. Let's keep moving things forward. Scott, let me just point out one thing I want to about the hydrogen as we continue this discussion. And I'm talking about blue hydrogen. I want to make it clear that everybody understands hydrogen is hydrogen. H2 is the way it occurs naturally. Two hydrogen atoms bound together, covalently bonded together. If you call it blue, it just means that it came from natural gas, but we took care of the carbon. It's still hydrogen. If you call it green.
Kathy, you really shouldn't say this out loud because they're going to figure this out at some point, that hydrogen is only green when you make it green. So there's blue hydrogen, green hydrogen. How many different colors of hydrogen are there?
Oh, let's see. Right now I'm counting about 8 different colors.
And how does it become green, all those 8 different colors? Green in the sense of what the woke climate action folks want. How does it get to green?
Well, green is actually is the hydrogen that is made totally from renewables. It has no carbon even in the makeup of it. So that is green. What we're talking about is blue hydrogen. Blue hydrogen, very, very acceptable and very friendly because we have taken the carbon component and dealt with it. We're going to capture it and use it at another date. Why can't you use green hydrogen? I'll tell you exactly why. It's too expensive. Nobody can afford green hydrogen. So blue hydrogen is the next step. It is made from natural gas, but we take the carbon atoms and we sequester them and use them in other safe uses.
I want everybody to know this changes everything. This changes everything.
But it also keeps the oil and gas industry forefront and moving forward, Scott. So when we deal with our natural gas and we use it safely and effectively, that allows us to promote our oil production.
It does. Be in Mohall today, Community Center 2 until 4. Just call an audible, whatever you're planning, don't do it. There's two great places on this planet. Tioga is always great because it's the oil capital of North Dakota. Mohall today is it's Tioga level greatness in Mohall because of what's going on. Free food, 4 to 7 for the Cook Fest. Kathy's there for the whole time. So you come to the court information session, then you go over and have barbecue, and you can come chat with Kathy and folks from Lynn Helms' shop and Justin Kringstead of the Pipeline Authority and others as well. God bless you, Kathy. Travel safe.
Thank you. God bless you.
More after this. Charlie Kirk for the full hour coming up.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and online at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. What do I need to know about a hot springs spa?
That you need one. And 2021 is the year to get one. And we will, unlike many dealers, have them in stock. So you might have to wait a little bit, but they're coming. It's one of those things you will not regret.
Wellness is the key word.
Wellness is.
Folks, Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, West Fargo, Grand Forks. Tell them Scott sent you.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.